A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. On this feast of Saint Dominic, the founder of the Order of Preachers, I keep hearing in my head the traditional hymn of Saint Dominic that we often sing, the O Lumen, which calls Dominic the light of the church, the doctor of truth, the rose of patience. Rose? Being kind of an avid gardener myself, I've always been struck when they use that word rose. How is it, you know, that Saint Dominic is compared to a rose? Whether he's a rose of patience or a rose by any other name. You know, the rose is a very ancient symbol of divinity in many parts of the world, and especially for Christians, a symbol of Christ. For example, we know how Christian architects eventually representing divine beauty used the rose over and over again, sometimes in rose windows in the cathedral, for example. In music also, we have many hymns that mention the rose, and one very familiar to us is from Christmas, "Lo, how a rose e'er blooming," which is about Christ being the rose which springs from the shoot of Jesse. Isaiah 'twas foretold it, whose fragrance tender with sweetness fills the air. Even in the Song of Songs, we hear the song, "I am the rose of Sharon, the most beautiful of flowers, free and wild in the plains of Sharon, free for everyone." You know, it's also interesting how the primitive rose, or the very plain, simple rose of five petals, was often kind of characteristic or symbolic of the five wounds of Christ. And the thorns, of course, the thorn on his head, or the wounds, the sufferings of Christ. The color of blood, if it was red, or the color of white for his purity. So the rose is part of the mystical divine rose that Christ is very impressive, especially for some of us gardeners. Now, how is Dominic connected to such a rose? Well, first of all, he sought after and followed this one and only true rose, the Christ. Above all else, for Dominic, the rose, the Christ. We know of his association with the rosary, you know, the rosarium it was called, whose Ave Marias are really a garland of roses, just a little chain of roses, rosary. When Dominic was exhumed and his relics translated to a new tomb, everyone was amazed by the odor of sanctity that came from the tomb, even though they were expecting the opposite, the fragrance of holiness, like the fragrance of Christ. This kind of smell of roses, as some of them reported. You know, Dominic also spent his life really telling others about the kingdom of God, about the beauty of the divine rose, and tried to bring others into God's rose garden, you might say, the garden of peace and truth and happiness, saying to them, as in Luke's gospel, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Enjoy the kingdom, the garden of God. Well, you and I are to be other Christ, and for Dominicans, other Dominics, other roses. We, like Dominic, are to be divine roses in God's beautiful garden. We decide to go and get this true rose as you look for the most beautiful rose, to go get one, the Christ. Follow him. We become other roses and bring this beauty and fragrance to others as preachers, giving the rose of roses to others, that they too might rejoice and be happy and holy like Dominic. St. Augustine, in his Confessions, has a beautiful prose of Christ to Christ, saying, late have I loved thee. You breathed your fragrance on me. I drew breath, and now I pant for you. I have tasted you. Now I hunger and thirst for more. On this feast of St. Dominic, then, let us thank God for Dominic, who breathed in and lived in the fragrance of Christ and became one of the most beautiful roses in God's garden.